show is show is show.
Walks,
very, walk, very well said. Show says...
I was one.
Starting right now.
Boss.
Thanks. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is all mine.
Very nice.
Yeah, this is going to work out real well.
Same.
Unless it's hooked up back.
One man
in a world where radio was king.
Then they'd play music like this.
In a world in stereo.
What's the problem here? Oh, it's the show.
Your rifle again after your one shot. But they'll move it.
Yeah, well, it's the show once again, folks, and things are... I did hook it up backwards.
Hey, where did our guest go to? Didn't we have a guest at the beginning of this show?
Sponsored by Guest Go.
No, I think that was St. Stupid.
We had a guest. I think it was your... Wasn't...
You were a guest.
You were a guest. Wasn't someone's grandfather here?
Well, now that you mention it, old Gramps was in the studio.
Old Gramps was wandering around, doddering back and forth.
He's not the man he used to be.
No, and he doesn't have the pants he had on when he got here. What
I noticed
to his
that.
Pants?
Did you see the guy in the parade walking on with no pants?
No.
Oh, I think Rob got close-ups of his butt.
Disgusting.
Did he have anything other? Nothing on? Just a naked?
Yes, just a horrible lower half.
Some people just have no taste.
Okay. It's a show. So right here, they're trying to move the Doggy Diner head show.
Where I come from, if it rains on St. Swithin's Day, then it means it will rain for 40 days afterwards.
And then a great flood will overwhelm the earth. And you'll have to get 2 cassowaries, 2 scorpions, 2 millipedes.
After a severe thunderstorm, the weather goes back to the earlier season. Unseasonal electric storms bring a prolongation of the previous season.
There's no picture, a portmanteau picture of thousands of different guns like you'd expect.
Yes, there should be.
Unless I missed it.
You can tell what kind of winter it's going to be by the size of a pig's spleen.
Yes, just reach in there and feel around. I'm sure he'll let you. You know, they are amiable beings for the most part.
The black middle section of a woolly worm is extended far forward.
Now, Stop extending that woolly worm.
Expect an early winter. Oh, look, he's getting all long. That woolly worm is getting all stretched out there.
In winter, I get up at night and dress by yellow candlelight.
The length of your black strip tells you the length of winter.
In summer, it's quite the other way. I have to go to bed by day.
And then it's your yellow strip that tells you how when to get up and when to go to bed. You'll find it safe to sit on a feather bed during a thunderstorm.
Ah, look at it come down. It's coming down, pups and kittens. What a tempestuous torrent. Oh, thank you. I'll have cream and sugar.
Well, thunder can curdle milk with its heavy vibrations.
That's why I'm drinking my milk now before the storm continues any further. Would you have some?
Pour it in. Okay. Pour it in. Yes. And then the thunder in early spring means more cold weather.
Yes, or it could mean that Oratapusan, god of the skies, is angry and will smite men with the lance of his wrath.
When you can lie naked on the ground and not feel the cold, then it's time to plant corn.
To plant what?
Corn or seed, something like that. Time to plant your seed.
In a hole in the ground?
Well, I don't choose to tell farmers where and when they can or cannot plant whatever type of
you mentioned corn
thing they think they can market at the
you were speaking
local
of corn in a hole
grocery store
in the ground. Yes.
Well, corn. Where would you put corn seed other than a hole
in the ground? In the earth to germinate and grow.
Yes, and in January
to flourish and develop.
Farmers should still have half of this
to produce
hay.
The golden ears of nature's bounteous harvest.
Ah, yes.
And through the corn stalks wander the bemused cattle.
You call it corn,
mooing.
We call it maize.
It is a maze, but they find a way out eventually. Amazed that they were able to do so.
King Henry Daffodil planned on having hollow air, since it was lighter than the rain.
That sounds like some kind of crazy scheme to me. Some cheap publicity stunt.
You know, I think we ought to go huckleberrying today.
The biggest show in town is Huckleberry Hound for all you guys and gals. We hope you'll be around for Huckleberry Hound and all his power.
He'll bring his drunk buddies with him.
You'll have a ringside seat.
You'll disappear for days and go on a drunken gang jack-lighted deer.
Don't let yourself forget to love your TV set for Huckleberry Hound. That oh so merry Chuckleberry Huckleberry Hound. The very first thing that unleashed the following horde of Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Ye came down and found drunks on the floor.
Bucking and heaving.
Deer legs on the table.
Can't control their red-faced selves.
Oh, yes, he did, too. And It damn near killed him.
Yes, they think they're maintaining, when actually they're betraying their addiction for all the world to see.
All right.
Well, I suppose you're right.
Huge logs are rushing and crashing all around you.
To break the jam on Jerry's Rocks.
When do we get to go swim in the basement of the palace?
Yes, that's
I think during
a heat wave would be a good time.
No kidding.
Yeah, that would be excellent for that cold, dank.
Yes. Also, they are installing.
Sorry, just the show.
Hot tub there, so you could get overheated, then get in the cold.
Yeah, that's because
exactly what you should be doing. Yes.
It should be like swimming in a well, you know.
Well,
Michael
will have that.
Sorry to say a bad swear word. What did you hear?
Michael Pett.
I heard that Paramount bought the right to Patrick Stewart's genitals.
Who did?
Paramount. Yeah.
This is a very esoteric, line of questioning here. What made you think of that at 3:45 in the morning? And
the reason why I'm up is, well, I'm having a bad case of insomnia. But it's a good thing that you're on anyway, because you're a good show.
We're always on at this time.
But I don't know.
Whether you are or not.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's raining in my
mind. You don't know me. I don't know me. Nobody knows me.
How do you know we don't know you?
Well, I'm just one of many.
Do you listen to the show through headphones, or do you play it really loudly over your speakers and bother your neighbors?
No, I have it on my speakers right now.
Oh, good. Does it make blisters on your legs?
Yeah.
Okay, see you, man. 420 guy's getting ready to leave.
Yeah, he is getting ready to leave with his old-fashioned high-top button shoes.
Hey, can you play something to help me sleep?
The night goes on.
Put you to sleep? Sure.
Yeah, I try to drink a lot of beer, but like,
Okay, I tell you what. What if I put on a vacuum cleaner?
That'd be perfect. Ooh, do you have trains?
We've got trains, vacuum cleaners,
If you have train sound effects, that'd be lovely.
We've got mumbling in the distance, people.
That'd be cool, too.
They're just far enough away that you can't understand what they're saying, but close enough that their loudness is too loud to sleep.
Well, I got very fine hearing,
Okay, there is the vacuum cleaner. You should be getting starting
just
to get
lift
a little drowsy.
Feet and he'll work around you.
You feeling a little drowsy now?
Well, it's starting to smell like toxic.
Okay, now we're going to get the train.
Now does the
everybody, we have to help him do the train now.
You should.
We're Alabama bound.
Do you have one of gunshots too?
We're Alabama bound. Get ready to jump on the train. That'll put you to sleep.
Where were they?
He set his ass in a tub of butter.
And it felt real good. Please. Here I go. Somebody help me, please.
Yeah.
Here we come.
The assassination scene. And so we never got to Alabama after all.
You dump it,
he was so drunk he couldn't piss a straight hole in the snow. Why, that snow was so deep you could see their backpacks dragging.
Some years before the Redcoats fired the shot heard round the world, the pattern of the Kentucky Long Rifle, came to fruition.
Does anybody see any of the Alamo stuff?
Graceful, light. No, not yet. Firing a speedy ball with ample killing power.
Somebody did a little product that was in conjunction with the movie. They sold it to History Channel.
What's that?
Think about the Alamo, the truth about the Alamo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's co-joined with the movie that just came out.
Uh-huh.
It was on History Channel, showing the truth.
Raised in the woods till he knew every tree. Killed him a boy when he was only three.
Rude sound effects indeed, folks. It's a love show this evening.
Tonight.
Yep.
For love truly makes the world go round.
And it's a love show. Proverbial expressions.
Don't say that word.
Don't say love. Just say want.
There was a club.
You both know we just want.
Part of several
the theme is on the love.
Is this the love planet?
This is the love show. Club.
They drank very hard.
And so, of course, off in the future. It's hard to know how to find that slack.
Sir Chumley Deering. So upon other high words, Sir Chumley was provoked to throw a glass of wine at Mr. Thornhill, and afterward to strike him in the face with a bottle, and using other violences, but in the heat of wine, having drunk very hard. Mr. Thornhill then left the company and came to town, and reflecting on his usage, began to consider that he could not put up with honor, and therefore, forgetting all former friendship, resolved to challenge Sir Chumley, which he accordingly did, at sword and pistol. Accordingly, they came there a little before 8, and walked to the almshouse on the farther side of the fields, and there, under some trees, on the wet and foggy morning, prepared for their encounter.
Why, you couldn't raise hell in this county with a barrel full of whiskey.
They each drew a pistol, and coming up to one another, embraced, and then, falling back some paces, came fair up to one another, so that their pistols near touched, and fired so together that it can hardly be told which pistol went off first, but 'tis supposed that Mr. Thornhill's did, wounding Sir Chumley on the breast near his heart, at which he instantly dropped. His friend, Mr. Thornhill, being secured, was brought to him before he died, and he embraced and forgave him freely.
He expressed
the greatest anguish imaginable to see him in that condition, there being no hopes of saving his life. But above all, he desired his children might be fetched to him, and seemed very impatient and uneasy till they came, when with the utmost sorrow of a dying father he blessed them, and about 2 o'clock expired. Sir Chumley's headstone has this epigraph. Reader, this epitaph with grief attend. Here lies the man that perished by his friend. He to no enemy resigned his breath, but from his bosom friend received his death.
His bosom?
Which, as all men justly should lament,
I don't think that stands what
to
friends
be a
do
lasting
together.
Monument.
That's kind of a suggestive epitaph there to write on a something as long lasting as a headstone.
Oh, if you've just got a dirty mind.
Well, dirty minds travel from generation to generation. That could choke a man.
Well, better that than choking a chicken. The death of the lusty cow towns, the ascendancy of the club boys, gently picturesque with the lyrical feeling of a ballad. The show belongs to the same romantic West that Bret Hart had created. Out of sight. It's amazing, really. I've been up for 72 hours. I feel absolutely tip-top, A1 at Lloyd's.
You look as independent as a pig on ice.
Well, I can actually slightly levitate. It's really incredible. Look, see, my feet aren't actually on the floor. I've been like this for almost 2 days. I feel good.
Are you still into those illegal activities that caused you to...
Those illegal developmental activities that almost caused me to faint. Yes, I almost lost them. It looked like I was watching an 8mm film that had been exposed.
You were colder than the shady side of a banker's heart.
That's correct. I was there when they performed that ritual today, throwing the coins impotently at the hulking black mass of the banker's heart.
There they were, more crooked than a dog's hind leg.
Than a traitor's arm. Yes.
More but, crooked than a traitor's arm. I like that one.
Yes, indeed. One must, as the old Stoic Roman adage has it, to live, one must be a soldier.
Well,
or
don't
to
that
live
butter your parsnips.
Is to be a soldier. If you're not a soldier, you don't get to live. See, it's not as simple as that.
I'm for temperance, drunk or sober.
But who is the happy warrior?
Who is the happy warrior? They had a happy hooker.
Who is
and a happy warrior?
Every man at arms should wish to be.
The Weeping Squonk.
It is the generous spirit.
Lives in the Pennsylvania forest and is heard only at night. You can hear its sobs coming from deep in the forest on a dark night. To hear one will almost break your heart. They aren't hard to find or even hard to catch, but keeping them is next to impossible. The squonk is a small, fuzzy bird with a long beak.
Real life.
A person can creep up on one fairly easily, especially when it is crying hard. A burlap sack is usually used to capture the squonks. When a squonk is captured, it cries even harder. In fact, it cries so hard that it dissolves itself in its own tears. Soon, all that is left in the sack are a few wet feathers.
From a natural instinct to discern what knowledge can
perform. Ah, yes, the weeping squonk, and why they're so hard to keep for very long.
Abides by this resolve, and stops not there, but makes his moral being his prime care. Who doomed to go in company with pain? And fear and bloodshed, miserable train, turns his necessity to glorious gain. In face of these, doth exercise a power which is our human nature's highest dower. Controls them and subdues, transmutes, bereaves of their bad influence and their good receives. By objects which might force the soul to abate the fear.
Why was the guy getting ready, the 420 guy getting ready so early?
Placable. Because
he must be prepared at all times.
So often
he already
demands
off into the,
more skillful in self-knowledge, even more pure.
From the dark inner regions
more
comes a wave.
Able to endure.
Ah.
As he's more exposed to suffering and distress. Then's also more alive to tenderness. 'Tis he whose law is reason, who depends upon that law as on the best of friends. Hence, in a state where men are tempted still to evil for a guard against worse ill, and what in quality or act is best doth seldom on a right foundation rest, he labors good on good to fix, and owes to virtue every triumph that he knows.
They finally got old Uncle Jupe to go to church last week. Did you know that? They got him off his duff, put him in his chair, rolled him outside, dressed him up like a hog at the county fair, rolled him into the church.
Shocking.
It was shocking.
Scandalous.
It was absolutely shocking. And he couldn't abide the foolishness. Help me. That's like moans at the...
Oh.
At the toilets of hell.
Bowie.
From that sickening pain
The pain.
Moans and groans. In Hell's Highway.
Woo-hoo. Oh. Who, if he rise to station with command, rises by
walking around the show in this bathroom?
Yeah.
What's the deal with
on honorable
up with that?
Or else,
like he lives here or something?
A shower curtain.
And in himself possess his own desire.
I remember when.
Whose powers
St. Byron Warner had a shower curtain.
You can smell it. It doesn't smell like marijuana at all. It's got a very...
A constant...
It's got a very... It's
smell a for our viewers.
Odor.
Yeah.
I don't
know. It is free.
Some genius.
Jader Sterno.
Apartment.
It's one of the rules.
We're talking about a barrel of Habifrog.
We're talking about
a barrel of Habifrog.
Right. We're talking about several alternate
entirely full and like a man inspired.
We're talking about putting it in your pipe.
And the conflict keeps the law in Congress.
Yeah, they put it in their pipes. Now, their pipes,
that's what they do.
They're not the same kind of pipe you might expect. They use big lengths of steel
galvanized steel pipe. Long, long, like 12 to 14 foot lengths of
heroin.
3-inch steel galvanized pipe.
Was punishable by up to
filled completely with Habifrost Zipilops. Stuffed packed hard.
Hard packed.
And then
they put the fan,
any amount of liquid heroin you wanted. A whole bottle of heroin would be about $3.
Pipe.
Or you could go down to the incinerate.
Activate the incineration chamber. The sparks will ignite the material, and the fry is pushed forward
in
a shaft of volume so thick that its impact can actually stun elephants.
Business world that.
If it hits in the right spot, it would be exactly the
shots of smack with the
spot, like the impact.
There'd be billboards all over the roads for the coolest brands.
And then all the programmers and the station managers get together once a week, and they have a union.
On TV, well,
I don't know how to join the union. I would like to find out how to join the union. I think there's a lot I could bring to the union.
But any party scene, any scene of any TV show where people were shown.
And that the contracts and obligations that management has with the union
cool weather praise of
is
him must walk are
being
leaders of the world like that
properly and interpreted,
right?
Or he should
I mean, it'd be obvious.
Somebody's got to watch that stuff.
Who watches
not
that?
Not only heroin users,
but
I got to find out. And
quite a
so
bit
I'm going to do that this
whole
week.
Population
next week I'll have an answer for
anti-heroin fanatics.
You might say there just ain't no such animals.
Let's take it a step further.
Make an animal. Like
these people
it's
make
this the happy warrior
illegal.
This is
because I said it was
that every man
and it
in
led to harder stuff like espresso. But yet, untold
say,
millions
come,
of people had been drinking
so
coffee for thousands
and
of years,
sinister,
and no one had ever
cynical.
OD'd.
How come you're so judgmental?
Why are you so angry all the time? Why do you carry that big old chip on your shoulder?
So illegal.
What was it that
the smugglers
happened in your life that made you just be so negative?
Having contraband coffee.
Well, you know every place is what you make it.
And there'd be this whole
I just had to say, I don't know.
And that reminds me of a story.
People that were into coffee.
A man is
a rebellion against the establishment. And the whole reason that coffee led to harder stuff like espresso or NyQuil was because to buy coffee you had to go to a coffee dealer's house.
I don't think that they had
to
have
NyQuil. People who were espresso.
They were all jackasses and sons of bitches.
A 1-ounce bag of coffee beans would cost like $100 just for ordinary
NyQuil.
And people would be arrested and spend their whole lives in jail. Maybe even be executed for using coffee, which is
we don't use that.
While this whole planet of junkies was going scot-free, and President Reagan would be up there, you'd see him in the news
President Reagan was in the nude with George Bush one time.
Imagine what a horrible topsy-turvy world that would be.
The two of them together.
And because Philo is saying it's happening right now.
And because I said it, I'm sure that the NSA will be giving me a visit just like that last time.
Well, let's not go over the same old ground
just
again.
Like
it's like beating
time.
A
just
dead,
like the last time they have to get to me and say, are you
can't find a drum.
You're not serious, are you? No, we just saying that as a joke. This is sort of a joke kind of a thing. We
not
worship
real.
The joke. Come I mean, on. The joke is the deity.
But you know what is real?
We
the deity. What station are we listening to?
We're listening to KPFA.
94.1 FM. KPFB in Berkeley.
88.1 FM KFCF in Fresno. 90.1 FM KZFR in Chico.
Visible with a Fresnel lens.
And 94.1 FM KPFA in Berkeley.
94.1.
89.3 FM KPFB in Berkeley.
KPFA.
88.1 FM KFCF in Fresno, 24 hours, and 90.1 FM KZFR in Chico, but only from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Just so they can
just a little while. They just did it, and they did it so that this show could be shoehorned in there and wake up and free the lost souls of Chico, who so desperately need Bob's word. Drilled into their brain with the precision of a diamond cutting torch, and then left there to coagulate on the sides of their mind and drip down through the now empty eye sockets.
Nobody seemed to know how it got there. This spot was always to be seen on this one quilt. Everybody was afraid of this bed and the spot.
They wake up, grasping and gasping in their painless aura,
the neighborhood said that she was not
manipulating their life force
so,
one more time.
She walked up and touched the spot with her hand. Fire ran up her arm, and as soon as it reached her body, she was bewitched and turned evil. She flew out of the house
really
on her broom,
not in a metaphysical
and across the
way.
Field. And
it's really
a
more in a
right to the top of the hill.
Well, it's a physical thing, not a metaphysical thing.
And they had an awful time with her. They tried every way to get her right again.
And it's an odd thing. It's in a thing that's in the middle of the road thing.
Finally, a witch doctor was found and performed a number of things.
It's a man or woman thing.
Among other things, he burned a black chicken.
Of course, the show's a lot like a thing.
Made teas for her to drink.
Some people have called the show a thing.
And used his charm.
Generally not in this part of the country, but in other parts of the country, the show has been known as a thing.
Nobody ever touched the spot again. And finally, when all other signs of the witch were gone, there was still a huge snake.
I like it when somebody says, you know, the thing of it is.
In the sunshine.
What do you mean, the thing of it is? They're saying.
The thing?
Yeah, someone says. Well, the thing of it is when I go down there, I can't understand what they're saying. And I say, well, why do you say the thing of it is?
What the thing of it is.
Do you mean the point is, or
the crux of the
crux?
Matter. The vortex of the maelstrom.
The vertex of the...
The point of the conic section.
The point is. And a point is simply a pointed space. It has no length or width. It has no breadth or depth.
Hey, is Philo there?
Yes, it's
Philo's
Philo.
Right next to me, mister.
This is Bob Madigan. Was anyone at the I just woke up. Is it safe to the days?
It's over, man.
Yeah,
get
it's
over,
over
it,
man.
We
you should have woken up a little
now.
Earlier.
St. Stupid's Day is over. We just
it's
have
over.
To accept that.
This
get
is St. Stupid's.
We already touched on all of that, huh?
Well, this is like, we took 10 milligrams of the show before we went to St. Stupid's Day.
Son,
and once we got there, we wandered around in circles
son,
until the after effects wore off. And then we slipped back into a somnambulistic bliss.
Hey, Philo, do you remember me, like daring you to, like, watch that Heaven's Gate video all the way through without stopping? Did you watch it?
You know, I turned it on. That is really, you could use that to drive people away. I mean, it is hard to watch all the way through. I tried to go through it.
Didn't I tell you it'll give you a headache or send you on a...
It does. After about 45 minutes, I really think they put something in it that causes brain pain.
But don't take it out on
kids. It's like a video drone.
That guy never blinked. He hardly blinks, too. It's like his eyes must be...
Yeah, like video drone.
It is.
Lincoln,
and his
Lincoln
and they never move the camera. His
took off
same
the wooden shoe,
hideous face is just like framed in there. It is. You could use that as a weapon in wartime. If
just
we
like
would use that, if they used that, if they would just take the Heaven's Gate video to Iraq and would play it every day on all of the television stations and then broadcast, put that guy's face up on billboards.
Suicide bombers everywhere.
Everywhere. Then, you know. Well, I mean, if they could get rid of the suicide bombers if they would bomb them with Heaven's Gate videos.
I got a bunch of other stuff for you, but I wanted to, like, can I make a plug here?
Sure, as long as it doesn't cost us any money, because we're a non-commercial radio station.
Tomorrow at the Cat Club.
Tomorrow. Wow.
Mondo Porno?
Yep, Mondo Porno at the Cat Club.
At the Cat Club.
Are you doing that?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I know, like,
are you doing
Michael
that?
Pepe's going to be there.
Ah.
And Crumpled Napkin and Tribade and Fluff Girl and at the Cat Club.
That sounds great.
It's going to be a good show. They're going to be showing porno movies and stuff, and there's going to be porno people doing porno activities and stuff. So it ought to be awesome.
wow, we've never seen anything like that, so we'll definitely want to be 4K, there.
4K, no.
Poor K.
So, like, you guys have probably already, like, discussed the Passion of Christ.
That was old.
Well, we won't bring that up. Well, at least I got my plug across, and hopefully I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, we'll be there.
Okay.
And we'll be ready and you know, to view and participate in the Mondo Porno.
Okay, I activities. Got a joke for you. What's invisible and smells like carrots?
Invisible and smells like carrots.
He got it.
He got it just at the moment. That's real synchronicity.
All righty. You guys have a good evening.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
See ya.
Goodbye.
That was the famous Bob Madigan of Fluff Girl fame. Fluff Girls fame. Have to get the Z on the
That funny spelling they have with the R's and the Z's and the...
And if you've never been to one of their shows, you should treat yourself to it, because it is a rare and fascinating experience to witness the aura of Fluff Girls.
I just threw out something. I didn't realize I needed
it. Oh, it was a caller. Sorry.
Just a printout.
Didn't we have a...
I lost my data.
Wasn't there a supposed Fluff Girl thing where we were going to perform, and it was after St. Stupid's?
Yeah, what happened? Was that something we're supposed to...
You missed
like
it?
Last
point?
Year or something?
Did we miss that?
Years and years and years
oh, was
ago.
It years and years and years ago, yeah. You don't seem to recall.
Do you have...
Remember?
Like, oh, I love
radio
that.
Radio show on stage?
That's one of my favorites.
Sitting in Bard all night, listening to the trains go by?
I don't know.
Man, I wish I had... Can you hotten up my tea a little?
Forever and ever and ever.
Can't.
Here in the Potter's Field of the show.
Harry Potter's feeling.
Yeah.
Show. It's incredible. It's like that spoon throwing down outside. Throw it.
Whoa. It's weird, man.
The vault spoon.
It's a wonderful, weird thing.
Save the spoon. Don't waste your spoon. Free porn while it lasts.
In America. Well, porn runs the internet, so it'll be around for a long time.
What a revenue generating
porn runs the world now.
Probably.
Because that's why... That's why the terrorists hate us more than anything else. Is
it's
the
true because we are
they
the great
hate
Satan.
Our freedom.
They hate us for our porno. That's the one thing they can't really stand the most about us. I mean, there's several things that are the one thing
and
they can't.
See, you
stand
mention
the
it,
most.
And the Christmas tree lights up like a phone bang.
It is. It's true. The phones are lighting up as soon as I say something provocative.
Now, just all you have to say is porno, and all the guy callers call up.
Yes, can I help you, caller?
I try to be a good dad, but even so, I've been noticing the families drifting apart.
Bad.
Yes, the families have been drifting apart.
I want to know the gig, man. What's up with the cordless phone and the thing and the thing and the
Yeah, well, I think that's such a good idea that next week I'll have a dad mix. How about that?
That'll be great.
Yeah, I think
poor dads. You know, dads have been really relegated. There's no need for dads anymore.
Well, males in general.
Women, there's no need for dads. Let's do an anti-male show.
No, we'll let plenty of people do that. But we should. We should do a show about everything.
A show about, with at least some, I think that one show about the transmission squeal, the power steering pump squealing the whole show. That's a good show. The power steering pump squealing when you turn the heart.
Dude, I took a power steering pump and turned it into a
caller, you want some more tea here?
Here, we got some tea.
I'd like to spend Sunday nights playing Clue like we used to.
That would be nice. If we had some of those family activities, even if we just ate together like we used to in the old days, you know, and discussed the topics of the day.
Family.
Hello?
I know that my son wants to go to the Aviation Museum.
Well, you should take him. I think that's a really good father and son activity performed together.
Well, I keep hearing about this glory. Jerry hole up at the state park, and it sounds like it might be just.
I think you should stay away from it. Don't take your son.
He's just trying to drag the show back down into the porno. But we won't do that because we have over 45 minutes of show left.
I think that would be as bad as the time you took your son to the Mustang Ranch.
My daughter's
the dude ranch that she was the counting on. She really thought you were going to ride horses.
So just go ahead and spin the big toggle switch and see where you stop.
I'm going to do some research on the internet to get some details.
That's the place where you'll find the truth, that's for sure. The truth is out there, and it's on the internet.
Do you think we'd need to pack a lunch before we go?
I think you should pack a lunch and maybe, a couple of power bars for later, just in case.
You never know when you're going to wind up in Target City.
I've been there.
The
nasty town.
Target City is a bad place to be. You've never
been
there.
You should be able to just figure that out by the name, but some people get confused.
Now, I understand the other caller has been to Target City before. Is that true, caller?
On Highway 87.
Well, the other caller is so buried in the mix, I can barely hear what he's saying. Why don't you scream louder, caller?
Is it going to be me?
It's you. You're
down
the one.
Down at the bottom of the sound well. No possible chance.
Okay, we see you down there.
All right.
You're still alive.
Increased magnification in third quadrant.
I'm barely alive.
A flatlander.
And love multiplies quickly, casting its pollen and seeds everywhere it goes. It catches in your hair and sticks to your pants legs to drop off in fresh fields and grow anew.
And let the root
on. Bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd and plump the hazel shell with a sweet gourd.
Yeah, man, I
need
to right here.
Oh, it's Doggy Diner Guy.
Well, literally under the gun, the Doggy Diner heads made their way across town once again.
They
licking
slow.
The stain-filled, oily the residue the as they glove. Creep slowly across the plant.
And it came out with here. A lot of birds that weren't white men or this one, they'll be. Is it Mark?
Hey, Mark, how's it going, man?
They're performing experiments on animals.
You know, please. This is an issues-based world.
Somebody help.
Everybody's got an issue.
Help me, please.
There's my resident.
There's your what? Your residence?
Resonant sound.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's your mind speaking. Help me, please. Oh, as you listen to the show.
I learned to ignore that mind speak years ago when it said, help me, please. I just said, hey, help yourself.
For the Lord helps those the most to help themselves.
Abandon the country.
Oh, really? So Jesus made it all the way to Germany after he came back from Indian country like Arizona?
He's just all right with me.
Yeah, that's, Jesus told me I was a spaceman.
But what kind of spaceman? Were you an astronaut or a cosmonaut?
Well, as if those are the only kind.
Those the only, you think those are the only kind?
What about the pleasure
song? The Chinese have started theirs up, but I'm not sure what they call
extraterrestrial spacemen.
Yeah.
We got our training on other places.
Very, very
not of this world. Not of this world.
.com.
Places where.
So, anyway.
Widgets are true products in the place we come from. They're not just a fictional product that they use in marketing schemes to describe things in economic and marketing terms when they need a fake product.
Well, the financial revenue doesn't come up by Sunday. I think we should close the entire advertising campaign.
Financial revenue.
I agree. I think, you
we're
know, Sunday.
About the pleasure sauce.
You know, the advertising has to pay off by Friday night, I believe. If not, then we'll pull the plug on Sunday, like you said. I think this is classic wisdom, and it's a tough philosophy to follow, but someone's got to make a stand in this company, and by gobs, it's going to be me!
Good. We need people like you with backbones so we can fire them first and keep the other people who agree with me on.
Well, We'll see who does the firing around here.
Meow. miss you guys. Moved to Germany. Couldn't tune you in on the radio here. It's kind of
oh, you're in Germany right now?
Yeah, dude.
No, but what about KPFA.org?
That's where I'm at right now.
And you're in Germany tuning us in on KPFA.org?
Bouncing through countless servers on its way to my little scrawny laptop. Yes, sir, Bob.
All right. And you're calling us on an international call then, huh?
Well, some of us actually can make more money here than we could in the States, so...
Yes, we have several expatriates.
Not to mention, I have dental.
Well, you know, those opportunities exist because the great Satan is as great as it is.
Yes. Anyway,
thank you, great Satan.
The borrowing of the time in the air.
What's the time? What is the actual time there now?
2:19.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon.
Excellent, excellent. We are on in the daytime, see?
Oh, yeah. In
Yay!
Europe, especially. We're on at 7 a.m. in France.
We're going to have to start advertising more, I guess. In
I just saw the front door
non-commercial
closed.
Way.
And it's 4:19.
Why would it do that? Uh-huh.
That would be terribly dangerous.
Big letters.
4:19.
Huge. 4:19?
4:19. Yes, you know so get means. Ready.
I think it's 4:20.
Well, no, not well where you
it
are.
It is where you are, but now.
But where he isn't.
Actually, I have found that to be not the case in this country. Well, you will still see random, we shall call them youths, strolling the street.
Right.
With doing their prime 4:20 artwork in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You do not find it so much in these small towns like Gernsbach, where I currently reside.
Gernsbach.
Where you used to, or.
Oh,
people
God,
used
in the
to?
States, we used to a lot, yes. But
yeah.
In Gernsbach.
I mean, in Gernsbach, was there a history of that?
Now, what's the
large... Knowledge. Not yeah. to my knowledge.
What is the commercial large area that Gernsbach is near?
Oh, good gravy. Probably Rastatt.
Ah, okay.
This 45 minutes from France.
45 minutes from France.
Yeah, and 2 hours from Swiss.
Excellent.
Switzerland, actually. Excuse me. More.
Excellent.
More precise.
So you're working some kind of like government conspiracy job there?
Wouldn't that be awesome? No. Then I wouldn't have dental.
No, you might have dental. You'd have dental. You'd have all that stuff. A government conspiracy job has more perks than even
I gotta
imagine.
Look into that. Dude, they can hide pimples.
They do everything. You can go in and get your pimples squeezed by government doctors.
Or they can hire the government doctors.
They can even change your brain
they
while you do it.
They pay for everything.
Man... That'd be nice.
The only better deal in the world is the phone company.
Yeah,
you have to
TPC.
The phone
they
company.
Rule everything.
The phone company is really who runs everything. They're owned by the Bilderbergers and the Rolling Stoffers.
And also you can see that they have the biggest buildings with the nicest facades.
And then they
are
you walk inside and they're completely empty.
Yeah, it's
there's nothing in them. They're just giant.
No, you
huge
think we're kidding too?
Cardboard boxes
where snipers hang out all the
they're,
time.
They're cardboard boxes with bricks on the outside.
Yep, it says TPC.
Well, we're glad to have listeners all over the world, and if you are listening in any other parts of the world, you can call the United States. We will take your call and put you on the air so everyone worldwide can hear your amazing, crazy, crazy things you're going to say when you get on the air. Those ones that belong to you, not the ones that belong to us, but we will actually say those. But it will be your role. So now, call right now in the next 5 seconds, and we'll give you a fantastic prize.
So right now...
just be an audio prize.
The 420 Mobile is headed down University.
Ah, he's got
but out on the exciting other side...
Do you think he's
the Girl Friday
the freeway
is beginning to get on the bridge.
Somewhere, they actually, you know, go by
go,
each other
yeah,
and wave at each other.
No, they don't know.
They never
they
see each
don't
other.
Know.
They just sort of pass like two ships in the night.
Here we go. We're moving so time backwards to see those ships.
Yeah, certainly seaworthy.
Yeah. And
but
this
not
is
enough lifeboats
absolute
aboard.
Proof that the conspiracy exists because I am a tool of the conspiracy. But by choice, not by default. That's the important thing. And it's because of the Illuminati.
Yes, the Bavarian
that I have been ordered to pursue my infiltration of the conspiracy.
And so my entire life, my conduct, my demeanor, and everything has been calculated
everything.
For that one single-minded purpose. And I can say that I have achieved the degree of whatever. I can't think of the word I was trying to think of.
It has the expression, the sense of leaping from a height of near two stories into a large, jellied tub of margarine.
That's exactly right what over. I was trying to say. I didn't know if it was margarine or if it was actually more gelatin-like than margarine would be.
No, I wouldn't wish to marginalize the subject, but it seems that I was watching my favorite margarine when it happened.
My Little Margarine? That was one of my favorite shows back in the 50s. I've been unwearied. I've had pains to remove the fears of some who've imagined that our superiors want to abolish the Church of the Subgenius.
Little Bobby Dobbs is true.
Aww.
Anybody see my Bob?
Look at him go.
Bob.
Even at this tender age,
little tiny pipe that froze.
Bob.
Other song, kill it in the road.
Oops, sorry.
Rift his hair, his brain.
Okay, I'll clean it up. Bob. Subgenius.
I think that's what it says, right? I can't read this thing.
Has anybody seen my Bob?
Come on, caller, sing along with us.
Bob. La 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 la. Has anybody seen
my Bob?
Oh. Anybody seen me? All
right. Okay, yeah. Caller, you have your chance. Now, solo.
Those 5 feet are belonging to Bob.
There's a foot sticking out there. He's got 5 feet in all.
When all 5 feet belong to Bob.
The door stood open, right. And there was Bob.
There stood Bob in the doorway.
With the Mayan glyph for Jaguar tattooed on his skin overlapping his temporal lobe.
Oh, is that what's going on?
They couldn't believe his temporal lobe.
Do you believe this was an actual sighting?
Yes, an observation of pain and ridiculous, murderous intent. And yet, the highest expectations.
I was filled with the desire to buy a handful of cow's eyeballs from a butcher shop or...
Oh, my.
Or a haberdashery, for that matter.
I actually was in a place once where they served eyeballs.
I think you were misreading the menu. It said highball.
But I want to fill the balloon in which I place the eyeballs with helium.
That would place you in the big time.
And then shoot the balloon with a blow dart just as it rises above the pulpit.
Hey, you know, to tell you the truth, this is a true story. When I was one of the earliest concerts I went to when I was a young lad was an Alice Cooper concert. And I was in the audience when Alice Cooper blew up helium balloons filled with worms, floated them over the audience, and then shot them down with BB guns. So the worms fell on the audience. It was like so great. You know, just... I don't know if anybody ever saw Alice Cooper or knew what kind of shows he put on, but he used to put on some absolutely... fantastic show.
I went to one of his shows on a psychedelic potion. And they were filming a movie, so they kept... every time some wonderful piece of theatrical thing would come on, these giant sun guns from this 60mm guy would come on and ruin the whole thing. You'd see on the stage. But the best part was, you know what?
Before anybody else.
And one of the things he did was he had Jose Feliciano open for him. So people on drugs were tortured.
by an hour and a half of
yeah,
really
of soulful,
really wonderful
playing.
And Jose thought,
Lamafa.
Oh, yeah. Whoa,
Lamafa.
Repeated in
painful no to kidding, all
man,
of
I
us.
I can imagine.
It's
but you know, I also I saw Aerosmith that way too. Aerosmith came to the HIC and opened for America.
Oh, they have HIC.
They came, so they came out and just blew everybody away. America comes out, and then
I've
people are leaving.
The
people are just leaving the concert because they've seen the band now.
The rain.
And Aerosmith did that as a management trick.
Yeah, I love that.
They come out. And blew, that was back when they were the best.
And America didn't care. They were getting paid. They knew they'd. Far extended their 15 minutes of fame into like probably an hour and a half already. So,
sir, you can't sing songs. You have to pay us royalties. If
yeah, we're through
sing
with 5 foot two eyes of blue, Bob Dobbs. I'm telling you, has anybody seen my Bob? Oh, Lily Bell. Oh no, not Lily Bell. Well, he said Lily Bell.
Yeah, that's the satellite we use to track the show, of course. Everybody
okay, well,
knows
we
about Lily Bell.
You tried. We like that. We like the fact that you tried. Forget the content of your effort. The effort is all that counts. Because it really doesn't make any difference if you achieve your goals. The point is that you try. You try and you try. And trying is as good as making it. We give you effort just for trying. We give you points just for trying.
Hey, you know what? Alice Cooper was cool at one time, but didn't he, like, after his, like, first four albums? Let's talk about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
35 years ago.
Yeah, 35 years. That's what I'm talking about. That's
Alice
what
Cooper.
I am talking about.
That was when I was still in high school.
And before he started playing golf with Spiro.
And I graduated high school
Barry Goldwater,
in 71.
Going to Stanton Military
Academy. Very first rock concert.
Yeah, but you could do that after you got your royalties piling in.
Yeah, man, it
was. Whole point
is
to sell out.
You know, and the thing about it was, a lot of people used to say that he had a crummy band and he was just a show.
No,
he took a lot of critics. But those first couple albums he had, there were some really good tunes on those.
Pretty for You, Easy Action. No,
he was in the Spanish movie, The Dogs of Hell, which is so terrible. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, but what about that song, Dead Babies?
Yeah, what about?
I mean, we all agree that rocks. I mean, those are great songs.
I think we should do an Alice Cooper show, tribute show. An Alice Cooper tribute show for those old fans of Alice Cooper.
I met Alice Cooper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I
had such a good idea. Woke up, fetus. Hey, Rob.
I had a little human fetus in a bottle, and I had him sign it. He freaked out, man.
Wow, did he like it?
No, he kind of went, whoa, what is this shit?
You're a weirdo.
He thought, man, you know, that's sort of...
It was like a record signing thing, and there we were, like, looking older, and there were like...
Hey, please be careful on KPFA 94.1. Okay. Now, all of America is becoming very nervous about things.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And no, there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones, We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength, and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and KPFA.org.
It's a mess, but at the same time, everybody knows that somehow this, you know, they're getting radio gold. This is just absolutely great, and they're just going to keep
going.
I
have no idea what you're even talking about. There's some kind of, like, I think there's a Cliff Notes already available in patients that have been...
No, I think it's true.
I was there, and I can tell you that we were screwed. We were screwed, and it was just good to be laughing. Yeah. It was good to be laughing. It was, and that's why we played it.
Tiny blob.
I still think it's the funniest over-the-edge show I've ever heard in my life.
Modified owls. Look at my heart.
I can't breathe.
They're funny, that negative.
Well, not always.
Yeah, but when a visually shifting prison was strapped to the head of my small baby son, I realized that it was worth the experiment.
Remember, if you obtained only a five capacitor.
Watch what the studio looks like on Periscope. Okay, can you do that for me? And I miss Don Jordan. I really do miss him. We all do. I remember
how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union.
It was okay.
I agree, caller. How are we going to know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union now?
I really, truly miss them.
Without Don Joyce, I don't know how we would ever know the answer to that question.
Looking at my watch, it said no help.
Get on Periscope. Get on Periscope so I can watch. So I can watch the studio and see what they're...
And man, you should see the Negative Land car, and they have matching shirts.
Can you do that?
We got so much power now.
Yeah, how many time zones there are in Soviet Union?
When you become a member of Negative Land, you have so much power.
We got so much power now.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but not being a member of the band.
How many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
I can't say that.
And over the year.
Well, back in the 80s, we all had to sleep in one big giant bed. It was all we could afford.
Power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
That's when everybody in the band noticed that Don never really ate anything or discharged anything from any bodily organs.
No, he never did.
How many footsteps?
Well, that's not true because there's all the jars in the back.
How many giant? Oh, yeah.
So that fiction isn't going to hold up there, puzzling.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was just holding it in this wet handkerchief, but it's not working. It's getting all over the board.
Oh, dear.
We have power.
We're really looking for Don Joyce power anecdotes.
Ridiculous. Man with a big brain. I
have a nice one.
Wait. It's KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. You're listening to Over the Edge.
89.3, 88.1, 94.1.
All those legal things.
We did that part.
I think it's actually fair to say that the only thing that Don did that was in agreement with KPFA's rules was the reading the hour at time on the hour. I would say that's about all. And I do remember him being dragged in front of some firing squad of some sort here at the leftist KPFA when he played an entire show dedicated to the F word.
Yes.
Wasn't it the F word?
Yes, it was. What an amazing show that was.
Oh, yes. And he had a perfectly rational defense.
That's the thing.
And wouldn't you? And I guess the station brass at the time did not find Eminem very funny. But Don did.
And yeah, exactly. And Don Joyce was wonderful about figuring out the...
Hey, is that Rocky or is that a tape of Rocky?
No, I like it. I've been in the troops since 1989. The Shakira.
Well, there was the old Over the Edge show where we pretended
Wait
an earthquake
minute,
had happened.
Do you know who that is?
No!
Are you still looking for Adrian?
Well, you know, I said I was looking for Adrian, and somehow it got transposed and I became Adrian, but I don't know if I'm Adrian or not. I don't know.
Where are you calling from? Are you in the Bay Area broadcast region, Rocky?
I am in the black hole too.
Oh, you're in the black hole too.
You trans reality.
What?
Do you want a sonic haircut?
I'm close to the Bay Area.
I'm a big fan of your films. And I'm so honored that you've called the show.
I bet you like that statue in Philadelphia, too.
Oh, I loved that one. That was the one with Dolph Lundgren, right?
All right. I think we're getting off topic here.
I'm sorry. We're talking about Don Joyce, not Rocky. But that's Rocky on the telephone, and I want you to know that Rocky is a longtime caller and listener.
Is that why you guys are wearing sweats?
What?
Is that why you're wearing sweats?
What? Yes.
Sweat clothes?
We don't want to talk about that.
No, we're not. I don't think we should reveal that much to the listener at the moment.
We're
going to
miss Don.
We are going to miss Don.
I'm sort of just beginning to even understand that I'm going to miss Don. It's all so sudden.
That's right.
That's right.
It's been a long time that I've been calling this show, and I get emotional.
But I think we should get back on the special topic.
Well, you're in control there, Puzzev.
And that's what happened.
Thank you very much, Rocky, for calling and sharing. And we did get a message earlier from another long, long, long time KPFA Over the Edge listener, Sasquatch Man, who sends his regards and his deep condolences at the loss of Don. That's from Sasquatch Man in the San Francisco Bay Area. Oh, someone's playing. I wonder why David and Richard haven't called.
Terminal.
I think they're asleep.
Try to observe polarity common on the recorder to common on the transformer.
I seem preoccupied with history.
Yeah. For tonight. Uh-huh.
Well, I was talking with Don a few weeks ago once he'd first been admitted to the hospital, and this is before all the tubes were in and he could still chat. And I realized that because he was in the hospital, obviously they weren't going to be letting him smoke. And given what was happening with his breathing and everything, that, you know, he probably wasn't even wanting to. But he's a lifelong smoker, and a pack a day? Pack and a half a day? Something like that.
I think it was a pack a day.
Pack a day. And I said, well, how are you doing, you know, without the cigarettes? And he said, actually, I'm fine. You know, I'm doing fine. And he kind of said something that was kind of acknowledging that he was quite aware that a lifetime of smoking probably had, you know, more than a little to do with why he was in the health predicament that he was in. And he said, but you know, he says, I don't regret a single cigarette. I loved every single one of them. 60 years of pure smoking pleasure.
And there you have Don Joyce in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. And I was really glad to hear him say that, you know? Not to regret all that stuff.
Oh, certainly. Why regret it? Might as well also regret the TV dinners and the Pim's cookies and all that.
The
Frappuccinos. Instead of the Frappuccinos, instead of actual food.
He consumed more. My God, when we were on tour, that was one of the most important things to him, and we'd have ended up anywhere, was to make sure they had enough Frappuccinos here.
This is not a lie. I, as the financial manager of Negative Land, we had it in the rider.
It was in our contract.
Yes,
venue.
That is not a Negative Land joke. We made each of these poor, sorry promoters of concerts buy a six-pack, or no, a four-pack of Frappuccino.
They never came in six-pack.
No, but do you remember he would get upset when it would be like vanilla?
Oh,
like,
why can't they just send me the coffee flavor, you know?
And it would be like...
We realized what he wanted was... coffee-flavored coffee, which provided many moments of merriment for us on the road there. The old coffee-flavored coffee.
Oh, yes.
I used to buy him trays of that stuff from Costco.
You did?
Yeah.
And drop them off? Or?
I did. I'd bring him to the show right here because I knew that he would just drink them all in a minute.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
And never bought vanilla.
But he smartly got whole new teeth. He got an entire full mouth job. In fact, if you look on the... I'm not even going to say what it is, but everybody knows what that stupid website that he detested that everybody goes to for information. If you go look at that, you'll find a photograph of him.
Did you post that?
Yes, it's in there somewhere that you can see him with his false teeth, and he is grinning like he's got a grin. And I'm gonna just say it because it's shit in it. S-H-I, listen, FCC, I said S-H-I-D-D-I-N-I-T, shit in it. And he had a big grin on his face with his plastic teeth that he was so proud of.
I think during that end of music lecture he gave at our performance, you could kind of hear those teeth.
Yes, I think they were not fitting that well that
they
day.
They were starting to
He sounded a little like he had sort of mothballs in his mouth,
yes,
or something. He was doing a Marlon Brando kind of a thing.
Kind of a mouthful of those. What else? He loved those little chocolate gem donuts. Do you remember that?
Oh, sure.
That was a very popular. And in fact, I believe you told me that when you went by his place, that the last bag of groceries he purchased, which had never been put away, were filled with mostly...
They were little cookies. You know, his housemates had convinced him to become more healthy. So he was buying the natural brand of the cookies.
Oh, that meant it has a nice matte finish on it.
That's right. And a slightly higher sticker price.
And the sugar was evaporated cane juice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Very natural.
He was never one to shy away from greenwashing. He was a sucker.
I beg to differ. I can't remember on and off over the years how many times he would castigate, mock, and tease me for taking any form of supplements, any vitamins, any extra minerals. He thought it was absurd, ridiculous, couldn't possibly help you in any way.
Yeah, look where it got him.
71 years young.
That's right.
This is weird.
Yeah, why?
What happened to my booper?
Yeah. Don's not here.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's really weird because when I came in, Velma had brought in Don's really dirty, old, worn, light, sandy yellow satchel. And for a moment, my brain just registered that, oh, Don's here, and he's outside probably having a cigarette before he comes in to do the show. And it just completely did me in for a moment there.
It's because of stupid men like you
exactly.
That all must be stupid.
That's a different religion.
I seem to have lost my booper.
I need a question answered. What happened to the missing letter in negative?
You'd have to ask the German consulate.
A few of those show dates need to be checked in, like in the cops.
Good answer.
So we can take shows out and see what comp with such a response. That might be hard to do, but at least it can be narrowed down to.
I don't... I guess this is a little bit too much sausage making, but my booper, which is my handmade electronic device, was working fine, and it just died in my hand.
So, yeah.
The booper knows why we're here.
Yeah. It needs to be intubated, Velma.
That's
more
odd.
Tubes.
This one works. Goes
and
like
not
that.
The band.
This one works. Goes like that. But this one does nothing.
Unlimited resources, too.
And why this might be too much of a different kind of sausage making, for people who might wonder, Don had some discomfort and things got very difficult in the last week and a half there, but then that was it. I mean, it really, when you look at the whole time period, it was about 3 weeks. It really wasn't very long at all.
Yeah, I think about that.
You know, and
I think about it. I think about it.
Yeah,
that's a blessing that you can, you can go from show... And 3 weeks later, you check out.
Yeah. His last show was only three days before he went into the hospital.
Yeah.
And that was his Phil that he led with the Phil Austin tribute.
Yes.
And so it's true. It was a short odyssey in the hospital.
And who's next?
Well, I think it's going to be Mark because he's got the... He's got the...
Can I show you? I'm wearing it. Look at this.
He's got the glow.
Look.
Tape the pain in place.
Wow, you've taped the pain. That looks like underwear.
It's a little colostomy bag.
They make this thing. It's kind of gray. They make it look a little more styly, but this is actually an adult Depends. And I just lowered my prednisone level again. I'm down from 40 milligrams. I've now worked its way down.
Can I have the stuff you're not using?
I could do that. I could hook you up after the show.
Let's all do some recreational prednisone together. Oh, what a wonderful idea.
Snorting it is kind of the preferred method around a certain age group.
Oh, sure. And after a few months of solid use, your skin just peels off like an orange.
Your bones start to break, and you fill up like a kind of a big balloon bag full of fluid.
Why do anything else?
You guys do that on tour, though.
Yeah. So every time I change the prednisone level, it seems like there's a few days where things get really bad in terms of the bathroom visits, and then it kind of evens out.
There's your answer.
There you go.
If the next one is Mark. So let's move on to the next caller, please.
I have another question. When does Negative Land go on tour?
We don't know quite how we exist at this point, but we're working to figure that out.
The caller is doing its show on this show.
There hasn't been a quarter-inch tape at 15 IPS played on this show in a long time.
And you'll take your caller off the air.
Thank you for calling and sharing.
And think of all the hours that Don Joy sat and made cards. And smoke another cigarette.
That's a good idea. I'm going to go take a break right now.
And smoke a cigarette.
Change my time depends. No, right now. Well, maybe I'll just stay away from you.
When we were working on creating live shows, Don would always bring carts that just had an enormous amount of material we kind of agreed on, but he always had way more than we could ever fit in an entire show. We all drove him crazy because we always needed him to hone in, cut it down. But because he wasn't doing this digitally, he'd have to go back and remake all the carts completely from scratch every time for an entire, 3-hour show, you know, and as we were crafting these things, and always excruciating. He hated it, but he always did it, and it was how we made it all better.
Hey, good evening. What's going on here?
Hi, come on in.
Hello, can I sit right here in front of this microphone?
Have a seat.
That's all right. I got it.
Now point the microphone at your nose. Don't pop your peas there.
Well, this is Dr. Harold Camping, and I
thought you were deceased. Well,
I was leading to that. I felt it was appropriate, considering that I now see Don in the same bathroom stall that I visit myself in down south, if you know what I mean. We're there together, and he asked me to give you a message. Which is that I was right. I was right that the world really came to an end in May of 2011, I believe it was. My memory is failing me now. And that Don knew that it was the truth, and he was ashamed to say it on his program because I had my own radio program, and he did not want to compete with that.
If what you're telling us is true, what is it we're experiencing right now that seems to us to be reality?
Well, this is radio, young sir. You're just a young fella. You don't have the years of experience in the ministry and in the broadcast studio that I had or that Don had. And when you have the wisdom that is of the ages, then you'll know where we are and he's been. I don't know.
Mr. Camping, can you see him from there?
No, at the moment, he's enjoying a candy cigarette because they don't give him the real thing down here. It's the kind that emits a puff of sugar smoke. Oh, he's told me that he enjoys it very much. He says it's much better than those wimpy vaporizing things. Do you have any other questions for Dr. Harold Camping before we take our next call on the open forum?
Well, I went down to your headquarters and I saw all those empty clothes. Are those people with you now?
Yes. Sans clothes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We're having a gay old time.
Oh, wow.
Just a great time.
I didn't know that you were,
Yeah, so we're all together in a paradise of writhing bodies. Sorry?
The Santa pants?
So that depends on what you mean.
No.
Well, I said so.
I just did a big shit in it.
Mr. Campbell, you got any prednisone? I need to scratch an itch, if you know
what I mean. Well,
yeah, that stuff messes you up, man. It makes you feel like you've got your inner male jock testosterone hole is suddenly, like, really ready to burst out at any second. It's very weird. It kind of suddenly made me understand all those guys who used to beat the crap out of me.
I knew you'd managed to get in being beaten up by the...
It's true. And I felt some weird sense of understanding, like, wow, if this is how your brain was wired all the time.
You know, prednisone was...
But the story we're waiting to hear is what you did to the people who beat the hell out of you every single time.
That's right.
I never did anything.
I never did anything to them.
Did you tie their little peepees in knots?
I didn't have the strength. I didn't do the strength to do that.
You didn't have the string.
Oh, that's because you weren't taking the prednisone that they were taking.
Back then, no.
You know, prednisone, recreational prednisone, was very popular in your high school.
Recreational Thorazine. Have you ever tried that? I mean,
I don't want to go do that sort of thing.
It's interesting. Everybody talks about antidepressants. Why not just
go all the way? Yeah.
I'm sure the callers never quite understood how close Harold Camping was to Negative Land.
Longtime fan of your work, although your Pastor Nick is not a fan of mine. And I've forgiven him in my passing, but he will still not speak to me through his thoughts or his deeds or his actions. He considers me a fraud, frankly.
Someday, beyond the reach of mortal kin.
Some kind of homegrown booper. For years, I thought it was blooper.
Blooper? I've heard that before. Ridiculous.
Yes, I've noticed on your electronic pages that people are still referring to it as a blooper, but
everybody knows the blooper is the M79 grenade launcher.
What?
Yeah, the M79 grenade launcher. 40 millimeter, it's in between the field of fire, so in between the hand grenade and the smallest of the mortars.
Thank you, Doctor.
Some of you from the 60s would know it as a gas firing weapon the police would use. Nobody cares about this. Everybody cares about Donald Trump. And Izzy isn't.
You were trained.
Izzy isn't.
He isn't.
You know what I did? You ripped out the bank.
And yet he continues to live on the internet.
I've had a perfect record for 11 years.
We haven't had a boat here in Herndon, Iowa.
Tell us about your two albums that are coming out.
How much pastrami will he eat in Yugoslavia next year?
I suppose.
And Don Joyce will be on it, right?
He sure as heck is.
That's the cool part.
Do you mind me spilling the beans here, folks?
A little bit.
Pardon me. You almost finished
the underpants. Give them a little taste without explaining.
Well, we've got a actual official Over the Edge radio show release is going to be one of those. It's been in the works for quite a long time. And it's basically done. There's just a lot of little finishing touches on the graphics and the design and all that, and the niggly details, which we obviously spend endless time laboring over and battling it out, getting it just right. That's in the works, I believe, is the next thing. And then a project that's going to be a really different and unique, even for us, is an all-booper LP, a vinyl record. It'll be completely made out of boopers. There will be no words.
And LP will be made out of boopers.
Yes.
Except for all the sounds that Mark added that weren't boopers at all.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, other than that, it's all boopers and booper-like sounds. But it's
Hooper like sounds except for the frogs and the drum machine.
Yeah, that's like saying
I don't know what's going to be on it yet. We haven't finished it. It's not finished being edited and mixed.
That's
so
because
come on.
I have to like, be very careful about the drum machine sounds and figure out which ones are edible.
Folks, okay. You should see the 172 tracks.
We're arguing right now. This
too,
is
much
typical.
Too much sausage.
Too much sausage. Too much sausage. That's your job as a band.
Yes.
It's a creative.
It's a Booper Symphony record, and I think it's very fitting that if by any chance it really ends up being the last Negative Land record, that it's without any words at all. And given Don's passing, I think that's
if you do that album live, there
would
be
106
people with boopers in tuxedos.
Yes,
in a concert hall.
That's fine. Except of course, we've already done the Wordless record that we did. I wasn't in the group. Not in the group. I'm Harold Camping, Dr. Harold Camping of the Open Forum.
You're blowing your concept there, Harold.
We already have done it. They have already done an instrumental album, Death Sentences. I'll just get a little product plug in there for now.
That record's pretty good.
But it's not good. This is going to be all Booper, just like the sounds that we're making right now. Or at least some of the sounds like this.
Ouch.
That's awful.
Yep, that can go down a little bit.
That's awful.
You know, the Russians can hear that. They're still mad about that time zone.
I can hear them from my booper.
Yes, we did get a request for the... That's why we were hearing time zones earlier. I actually have the raw, uncut, or the cut tape that Don made in 1987 for the Escape from Noise record without everything mixed into it.
We should play that.
Well, I'll play a little more of it. It sounds just like...
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
Right?
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Huh? The Soviet Union, the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
They, when you talk about fighting, we're a country that, we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect. You know? It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things you don't talk about. One's politics, the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine with each other. You know what I'm saying?
You know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the... just thanks for the good thoughts.
And,
I didn't mean to loop it there. Oh, Velma's back. That wasn't a mistake. Well, hello. I'm back. Good Lord, it's getting late.
Look at the page on your script, Velma.
Oh.
Did you pass Harold Camping on the way out?
No, he had other places to go, I guess.
He's out in the alley sniffing prednisone.
Prednisone.
Yeah.
There are 12 prednisones in Russia.
You know, I bet someone out there has tried snorting prednisone. It has to have happened. Let's do a Google. Listeners, do a Google search of that for us. Maybe there's some information about that that'll help us out.
The idea is to use live radio as a composition.
Hello. Hi, how's that echo being done? Is it 15
IPs? I don't believe you.
You have to rent it off the Echo website.
Oh.
What's I don't believe you.
You can believe it. It's true.
I don't believe you.
I'm sorry. We're all sorry.
That sound barrier blocks all forward movement in musical invention.
Oh, not mine. I heard that way too many times.
Beyond
that's
which,
what happens.
Only dogs can hear.
You know, you get sick of it. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. We're still waiting for people like us to call.
Well,
and Pastor Dick, and the weatherman.
Mm-hmm.
many albums does Negative Land have out?
Oh, it's it's in the 30, almost 30, if you include the Over the Edge albums. It's in there.
Boy. Oh, boy.
25 to 30, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Who cares?
I have bunches of them.
But I think, I mean, it's more than just the Booper record. I think Don has made significant contributions to another kind of record that's... We argue about it. We call it the failure record. We call it... Oh, God, no, we shouldn't even... But it's
not even a record.
It's not even a record yet, but it's...
Failed.
It's failed.
But it sounds like Negative Land. It sounds like people would want the band to sound like. It's the sellout record.
What are you talking about? It doesn't even exist. Are you just making this up?
It's kind of like when Pink Floyd did that album, The Division Bell.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Oh, that was my favorite.
When they hired Patrick Leonard, Madonna's producer, to come in and help them kind of figure out what Pink Floyd sounded like when Roger Waters was there, to imitate it, to make a Pink Floyd-esque record, because they didn't really understand what their own group was.
Yeah.
Without him there. It was sort of a very disturbing and sad
It's hard to
story.
See that record as anything but their finest moment.
Yeah, so Failure, the last, after the last Negative Land album will be another last Negative Land album.
That one's
Failure.
Called Failure is Imminent.
Yeah, and that'll be produced by Patrick Leonard.
This is me, Patrick.
Failure is Imminent?
That's when you say, leave me alone.
Q, leave me alone.
Obviously, that has to be a show now, leave me alone. Okay, there's that.
Hang on.
Okay, we're waiting.
No, don't wait.
Give us a call and say hello.
KPFA. KPFB in Berkeley. KFCF in Fresno. Listeners Sponsored Radio.
Hey man, is that...
Very little me.
Oh God, here comes that thing.
No, I'm stumped.
How old were you there, 8?
Say yes. Just for the hell of it. Thank Mr. Al James, a quiet haircut.
Okay. That's another thing.
Can you prove
John
me
Joyce
wrong?
Was never 8.
Okay. I resolved never to call myself perfect again. That was the last time. Okay?
What station do you normally listen to?
I'll watch out for
Hey.
There it is. That's
really
the break
into your
no.
studio
the phone,
and
round your head in a circular way.
Okay.
You see your hair falling
yeah,
off?
You could do that.
Yes, I do.
All right, now keep moving it to the desired degree. When your hair is short enough, just stop.
Oh, I cut my ear off. Oh.
Is that enough?
I cut my ear off.
Oh, no, it won't touch flesh at all.
But it did.
That's a different frequency.
What if I send it to you?
Have you lost enough hair yet?
Yes, I do believe so.
All right, then I recommend you hang up.
Say hello, Koya. Don's not here. You can say hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey.
Hi. Okay, you got a few seconds and then we're going to the next call. Come on.
Oh,
get
whoa.
With it. Come on.
Did the residents really break into the studio and
residents? What are you talking about? That's a different radio show. I just got
Oh, really? Tell you to know. I've called the wrong number.
Yep, apparently you have.
No, but I didn't. I can tell. This is where
I know.
Pod off Howland right now, trying to explain to some master potter how they lost their link to Barnard Star. Tools will not be used. Finatronics has backfiring back engineering all over the place. Wake up and tune into Moon Rock. And if those Liberty tools get me out of this sat cell and down to Tycho Station, I'll be on the air again in no time with the truth about Friday's whole operation from the beginning. I'm talking all the way back to the green slime. I've got the goods. Good God, I've got the goods. Get me out of here before this is all over. Disregard the tag. Google Burger out.
The preceding cut-in is another in the exciting series of simulated cut-ins from UMN's archive of fictional cut-ins by leading dead science fiction writers of the past. Any similarity between the preceding imaginary scenario produced for radio and actual events or persons on or near the moon are coincidentally implausible and strictly without verification of any sort. Please refer all inquiries to UMN Infotainment Productions Department, care of the Retro History Division, UMN Howland Island, Pacific Zone 17.
Are we recording?
Is on a public radio station in Berkeley, KPFA.
Yes.
We're talking to you on... Where would you like to see public radio go in the future?
Well, that's hard to say. I would just like to... I would like to see them try more innovative ideas and not be so damn scared about every new idea. I don't see anything unusual. Nothing ever startles me. I never stare at the radio anymore. And even when you hear something unusual, you know, you get some weird audio artist on the air or it's people like us or something, you're still packaging it in a very sedate and logical and reasonable and identifiable and comfortable way so that you don't surprise anybody and you don't confuse anybody. And I think confusion is the biggest fear in radio today. I think confusion is very healthy. It means you're perceiving things acutely, you know, in that situation, and your conventions are being overturned, and you have to draw meaning within yourself. And I think there's not enough given to people today where they can draw up their own meaning. It's all being interpreted and filtered through hosts and analyzers and experts. And so people just aren't given something raw and saying, there it is, that's what they said. Instead, they say, there it is, and this is what we think he said, and this is what we think he did.
This is what we think you ought to think about what he said.
Now, see, if you guys were really creative, you would send us the interview, and
let us cut it, and we would
edit it down into what we would like to present as an interview with us, and then you'd play it without question. But do you think that's going to happen? No.
Can you have it cut by Sunday?
Okay, here comes the interesting part, and it's 3 o'clock right now here at KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. I'm going to run a little bit over and thank you, Laura Warnick, and none of the above, who will follow me for giving me a little more time here. Let's continue.
If you FedEx this the tape tonight and we have it tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, I could. Sure, I could.
I'll talk to my producer. FedEx a copy, okay?
They'll never go for it. See, it's just too risky. They don't know what they'll get. They won't take the chance. If that's what they...
At this point, we lost our satellite link to San Francisco, but
okay,
we accepted the negative land challenge.
Okay,
this is
thank
what
you.
Came down off Bird this afternoon.
Oh, okay, thank you.
How's it going?
Whoa.
Something hit the satellite.
Hey, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute.
Just remember, the more you get, the more work it's going to be trying to figure out what to do with it.
We have staff to handle that.
Okay. Shall I keep talking?
I don't care.
You know, it's often been said, if you give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves.
That's it. End of tape.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered.
We had help tonight from member stations WNYC.
No, it wasn't the end of the tape, nor was it the beginning of the tape, and nor was it the middle of the tape. I mean, it was all partly there, but it was all edited by NPR. That is, after they
they took up my challenge to let us do it. I sent them a tape, and then they edited it. That really bothers me, so I'm going to play you what I actually sent them. They asked me for, yes, I was over time. They asked me for 2.5 minutes. I sent them 3 minutes, and they edited it down.
See, too many endings.
So a compulsive editor complained about editing. I don't get it. What?
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, do you want to hear it?
Well, sure. We've gone this far. We've got the setup.
Let's listen.
It's 3 minutes.
Let's listen to it.
How's it going?
Whoa.
Something hit the satellite.
I'm live. Mm-hmm. I'm live at Seoul, South Africa.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm live.
The producer objects to that.
What do you think about the Larry King show?
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay, wait a minute. The producer objects to that. Okay.
Faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder, faster, louder. I'd like to start with that. I don't know. I was busy trying to figure out the smartest way to talk to you.
Well, actually, maybe if you're looking for a short, peppy answer to what is negative land. How do you know?
Slightly rephrase that question, then.
Where is negative land?
How do you know?
Well,
Seoul, South Africa. What's all this got to do with Seoul, anyway?
I will make a note of that question.
Don't play it backwards, John.
Something about rock and roll.
How do you know?
We hope it isn't going too far in that direction.
Well, let me slightly rephrase that question, then. What is negative land?
Negative land.
I don't know. 3 or 4 or 5 sentences, you know, less than a minute's worth of talk. Through dubbing and redubbing and editing and redubbing and editing and re-editing, constantly redundant and repeating, re-editing, redubbing and editing and re-editing, dubbing and editing and re-editing, the whole sentence is quite surreal and constantly redundant and repeating and repeating. That little bit of conversation is made into quite a lengthy constantly redundant and repeating and ridiculous conversation.
Well, that last sentence was certainly short and peppy. Most of your work seems to be chewing up the media and kind of spitting it back at itself.
Chewing up and spitting out. Chewing up, spitting out.
Chewing and spitting, chewing and kind of spitting.
The piece starts out with the broadcast as it was broadcast, and then later on, elements of that broadcast are rebuilt.
Okay, I've just played it. Now I'm going to ask the question you just answered.
So don't answer it again.
What's this piece made out of?
Later in the piece, the broadcast reappears, only it's all wrong. Hey, wait a minute, the producer objects to that.
Okay, wait a minute, the producer objects to that.
Let me say that again.
Don't answer it again.
There's a hidden agenda.
Rockin' what?
This is what we think you ought to think about what he said.
That's right.
Gary, Nora?
Don't worry. There's a possible outro.
Just remember, the more you get, the more work it's going to be trying to figure out what to do with it.
Now, we have staff to handle that.
Okay. Shall I keep talking?
I don't care.
You know, it's often been said, if you give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. But...
And there is a lot of soul in South Africa.
We've been temporarily cut off from the satellite, but we're awaiting a reconnection with San Francisco.
This has been Over the Edge. Where are we now?
No!
Stay tuned for Laura Warnick.
That's not where we are now.
That was really good.
And that would be from probably 1989 with the Helter Stupid Project, the Axe Murder Hoax. I forgot about that, and that's John Rieger.
John Rieger.
Interviewing us, who actually ended up being part of the live mix we did with Reagan's inaugural address in 1984.
He had Artifacts.
Yes.
That show Artifacts. Sometimes was it on Thursdays or Tuesdays?
Yeah, we got on NPR over the years. I think we've been on NPR like maybe 5 times, which always, it never ceases to surprise me when we make inroads into kind of more mainstream media like that.
That was some vintage Don.
That was a pretty great, that some of what Don had to say there got out over the airwaves on mainstream...
National radio. It's kind of unbelievable. Yeah. I love the way you could hear each tape splice go through the machine. You could hear the tape go over the head. And
you
the
a slight
cut.
Little left-right thing in
yes,
your headphones?
Yes, you got a little left-right thing because it's a diagonal cut across the quarter-inch tape. I thought that was very nice.
but I'm not now.
Well, sometimes you made a straight cut. Anymore. You could do a straight cut, but sometimes the straight cut gave you a click, but not always. Yeah, sometimes it worked. You know, it depended. It
depends on what's on the tape.
Or if you were editing something that was kind of like a mono source and you were cutting it on a stereo tape, you just mix, you just take one channel. So you wouldn't hear that little left right little glitchy thing happening when you were mixing it down.
Do you remember the Come and Get It reverse telethon that Don did once upon a time?
Yeah, but that, you know, it could be the Moody Blues, too, because I would expect to hear that.
Oh, are you really sure it's you?
I'm pretty sure it is not.
Yeah, that's what we would have assumed. We're glad you could make it. I mean,
I'm probably somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a familiar voice.
I still would probably like to, you know, to hear the Moody Blues, though, because I hear they're the greatest rock band in the entire world.
How about Quicksilver Messenger Service?
Did you know that Don was a founding member of the Moody Blues, and they kicked him out before their first contract?
I heard he was also two-fifths of the Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Yes, two. And that's a heck of a feat, you know. And he pulled it off. I wish one of those buzzards were turkeys.
Yeah, well, that's how he could stay in time with himself, because he was doing so many parts.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good. So,
now I hear Vangelis on anime soundtrack. The Natrocipidan has Heaven and Hell, a different chunk of it, as the background music.
Well, no kidding.
Anime battle.
You see,
yeah, I was shocked when I heard it, but I recognized it.
Even the Japanese have caught up to Don Joyce. That says something.
Well, Don fathered about two-thirds of the Japanese continent. He was really busy back in...
About
15 years old. He had a high school trip to the country of Japan, and then he was rather active.
I heard that Okinawa, Don started an entirely separate new race.
Well, and he named the place, too. That's just some kind of nonsense he made up, and he just thought it was a good name for a place.
The Okinawa? That's a Don Joyce nonsense word? Well, that's amazing.
It was back about 2015 or something.
How nice that a caller could give us a geography lesson. That's really something else.
Well, that's one of my best subjects. Yeah, I'm really actually quite good at it.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling and sharing such vital information.
Are you a first-time caller?
Wait,
there's two people being one person.
I wouldn't go on that show. That would be a good show to go on. Things happen there. Remember when they did the Don Joyce folks thing? Back in 2015 or something? The Don Joyce death hoax thing.
Oh, the death hoax thing.
Remember that?
That didn't go over very well. A lot of people believed it. No, a lot of people believed that hoax. And,
It almost works. There's all those clues in there, though.
Is this the Don Joyce death hoax show right now?
I think it is.
Oh, my God.
He said he never thought he'd live to be 100.
Oh.
But that was back when he was with the Moody Blues.
Is he?
Nope, he really isn't. I keep telling you people that, but you don't seem to believe us.
I certainly wouldn't ever do that show.
What?
I wouldn't ever do that show.
What? What?
What? Remember that? I think it was back in about 2015.
What?
What?
Was paid for or planned out before he passed away, but he didn't have anything here.
Correct.
Velma, have you thought about whether you'd want to have any of Don's ashes if you had the chance to have any?
You got any extra?
I'm fine about it. Ian had his memorial just a few weeks ago. It took many months to pull it together, and actually the friends who organized it actually had all of his ashes in little test tubes with little stoppers on the top, and there was enough for everyone there to have one if they wanted one.
And then what happens to the ones that are taken?
Someone ran out into a field, and actually I could see them from a distance just throwing some of them out up into the air and just dispersing them. I just was watched it happen. It kind of startled me, actually.
There you go.
Yes. But a lot of them weren't taken. There was I thought they were mostly going to be gone, but they weren't. And I actually took some ashes. I already have some of Ian's ashes, actually, back in North Carolina. But I actually took some. I took a vial of them to give to Don, if he wanted them. I mean, I didn't know. I could kind of imagine that he probably wouldn't, but I had a chance to take them, and hoped that he was going to get better and recover, and I could say, hey, would you like to have a little bit of Ian? This is what's left.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of dicey. A lot like mine not being able to go see him in the hospital. It was just too much. I wanted to remember him in a different way than him.
Yep. I did a weird thing in the hospital, actually, each time I saw him. I took a photograph of him. And I don't know whether I'm ever going to look at him or if I want him, but I did. I did,
I
felt really weird about it, but I just sort of thought, I don't know. You know, I'm also kind of a documenting things kind of guy, and I don't know.
Exactly.
I did.
And for me, I took a pictures of my father before and after he died.
Yeah.
And same sort of thing, where they're difficult to look at, but in this odd way, they prove to me that it actually happened. And every once in a while, I'll stare at it and go, okay, that part's done.
Yeah.
Maybe that might have been the reason why I didn't want to do that. I had the same thought about taking a photograph. But I didn't want to be traumatized by that image.
Yeah.
And I understand the need to be have that realization is important, too. But I thought I was getting all the realization I needed.
Yeah, exactly.
You
I
know?
Think so. Right.
It's a good point.
Oh, okay, yeah. But it's almost like real.
Wow. It is almost like real.
I pulled that from my deep in my collection. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I like how people think it's reversible. That's
wasn't
hope
that
beyond
something?
Hope.
Just by the way, it isn't reversible.
Just in
you
case.
You found that out.
What a relief that they told us that.
Maybe you can just move it back in time.
You know, when I was arranging to have my father cremated, the fellow, and I think he'd just been in his job for too long, because this was not appropriate to share, but I ended up asking about different sizes of people and what could happen, and he ends up telling me a story about a guy who was so fat, who had so much fatty tissue on him, that when they put him into the furnace to burn him up, his body exploded and destroyed the entire crematorium, burned it to the ground. And I thought, I kind of liked learning that. That's great.
Good. The ending of that story is real good.
Yeah.
Just take the whole crematorium down.
Yeah, down with him. But I thought, why are you telling this to us now when I'm sitting here with my mom in the middle in the funeral home? Like, that's probably not.
Because things get real funny at the end.
Yeah.
The end. The end.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. 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 The end.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
The end.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
The end.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.